What we need is exchange programs between communities.
Right.
If we all flipped every year, not everyone, but just kind of in miscellaneous directions, we'd be much more conscientious. Mm-hmm. You do traveling workshops? The two of you have done presentations together.
Yes.
Traveling workshops.
Yes, I do.
Say a little bit about what you've been doing.
Well, for the workshops, what I try to do is find out from the meeting where they are. What are their needs in the meeting? Then what I do is take that information and then try and develop a workshop around where they are to also what it is they want to accomplish for my time of being there. The challenge is always time. It's wonderful having a weekend where I can start Friday evening and have all day Saturday and then go into Sunday morning. But that's usually very rare that I can have that amount of time. So my goal is to provide meetings with an opportunity to look at themselves.
And the two of you together, Donna and Vanessa, you've done some activities together.
We've done a number of things going to monthly meetings lately, and we have a very full schedule, actually, up through next summer or so, going to yearly meetings. We also go, and this is one of the major points, we also go to things that are not Quaker-sponsored. The National Freedom Network has an annual conference. We were at that in Philadelphia last year, and we'll go to Indianapolis this year. I went to a conference in New England called Black New England, which is a title that surprises any number of people. And so we have a couple of other examples like that where they're primarily non-Quakers. And I think that's important because we can be a Quaker presence. It's also important because the book really speaks, yes, it has Quakers in the title and a lot of Quakers in it, but it also speaks to people of any denomination, because in the end, what we found is that Quakers are not a whole lot different than anybody else, although we like to think that we are. So I'm very convinced that there are messages that will help any person who's of whatever racial background or whatever understand better how things have happened in our country regarding racism.